And people used to ask me this question often. Occasionally, I still get it. Was it really worth it to you to lose your job as a pastor just to make a political statement? To which I respond, what are you talking about when you say a political statement? I've got to be honest with you. I give very little thought to politics. And honestly, for the last 3 weeks, in light of this election season, I've been writing blogs that have political implications. I just can't wait for it to be done, and then I probably won't say a thing again for another 4 years. In the meantime, I'm addressing the gospel of Jesus Christ and the call to help people, to speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves, to defend the rights of the poor and needy. Jesus said, inasmuch as you have done it unto one of these, the least of my brethren, so you have done it unto me. I take personally what you do and do not do for the most needy and vulnerable people in our culture. And I am all for so many of the other causes that others are for. I am with people all the time when I have people come to me and say, you know, I'm pro-life, but... And then what follows the pro-life but completely unravels the historic meaning of pro-life. Because the historic meaning of pro-life applies to unborn children. Now, I certainly believe it goes beyond that. Absolutely. It should not end there, but it does actually need to begin there. It does need to include this, because this is a seamless garment, this thing about being concerned about life. At its early stages, at its later stages, in the middle stages, you're not better because you're older and bigger. The weakest and the most vulnerable are those who deserve the greatest attention, not the least amount of attention. So to me, it's not about politics. It's an attempt to follow Jesus Christ by loving our neighbor, intervening for the least of his brethren. It's putting out a lifeline to rescue women and children exactly like this center is doing. And it's not just about the children. Remember, it's about the women and what is best for them.